So,
Blog Talk Radio.
Listen. Yeah, I don't even ask people to sign anymore. It's more building. How you got up to leave. And Phil used to do the show with me. Phil said, "What's wrong?" And he says, "I'm very offended." He said, "Offended at what?" He goes, "At this." So I guess Bill McCamley identifies with Stalin. Bottom right is Castro, Stalin. Stalin. Bottom left is Castro. Lenin. It's been in the obviously. Yeah, compared to those two, compared to the stuff that they make their fresh, hummus, and they make pretty much everything there fresh. Those potatoes just come out of the oven. Incredible. Oh, we're on the air. You guys have to wear headphones to hear it when we're on the air. From the excitement of a new campaign to Sheriff Kiki's anger, frustration, and disappointment at broken county commission promises and broadcasting from a small yet durable single wide trailer. Kelly O'Connell here. And believe it or not, we've got Kiki Sheriff Kiki is on the show today. He is just getting, he's in the powder trailer. He's getting ready for the show. He's going to be coming on in just a second, but it is exciting to have him come on. We got together yesterday and we talked about the situation with the promises of $4 million and the broken promises from the county commission. And I don't think that the county commission is really going to, they're not going to believe the frustration and the anger of the public as it is unleashed on them, because $4 million was enough to get the sheriff's office back up and running to some semblance of where they were supposed to be, or at least start on that. And now we've got this shell game. And so there's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of anger. There's a disillusionment. To start off your office with what appear to be lies from the county commission, and that you're going to be given some funding to get everything up to snuff, and then realize that you have been sold a bill of goods by a couple of people that are running their program off of a hippie constitution, and it's pretty frustrating. Anyway, Kelly O'Connell here at 6:08 in the morning, 4/24/2015, the 24th of April. It rained all night, and there was a little bit of thunder and lightning, so we got some good rain last night, and it's pretty nice outside right now. And I've got here a little clip for you and something that I wanted to point out to you, something that was when we got together with Kiki yesterday and talked about what was going on country. He had pointed out the danger of the border area, why he needs the funding and such. And so I've got a little clip, and this is just occurring a few days ago. This is published April 18th, 2015 on KGBT Action 4 News out of Texas. This was a fight at the border down in McAllen in Reynosa. And just to remind you how dangerous these times are, I just did some investigation in Juarez. They said Juarez is not really back like they're claiming. There's still a lot of fear. There's still a lot of cartel activity. And that's the situation that we're dealing with right now. This is one of the reasons why we need some funding for the sheriff's department. But here is this clip. This is just a few days ago. It was a gun battle at the border. There were vehicles that were lit on fire and a lot of gunplay. Check this out. Pulled around so you can, yeah, and then the headphones, and then talk directly into this. The it's a directional mic. Anyway, that's what's going down in Mexico right now, and so it's still very dangerous. There was at one time 20 murders a day down in Juarez. Now it's a little bit less, but that's just because the cartels have consolidated their control of the city. But anyway, I want to welcome to the show Sheriff Kiki, Enrique Kiki Vigil. Good morning, Kiki. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Fantastic to get together with you yesterday and your guys and chat about what's going on. And in case you've been out of touch recently, there's a huge controversy going on in terms of funding for the sheriff's office. And as I said at the table, I realized that everybody at the table felt like they had been misled and deceived by the county commission. But anyway, Sheriff, congratulations on your election victory. And it's good to have what they say, a new broom sweeps clean. But I, listening to the stories yesterday, I saw how frustrated you were at the county commission situation.
Yes. Basically, what they've done is they've pulled the wool here. They've told the citizens of Donia County that this gross receipts tax was going to be a part of Section 1/8 of the 3/8 would be dedicated towards the sheriff's department for increases for the salaries to bring them up to par. And now they're pretty much muddying the waters, and that's the county manager along with these two county commissioners, Chairman Billy Garrett and Wayne Hancock.
And so there was a little bit of the person who came on was Ben Rawson, who told me about this situation initially. Even I think Ben Rawson was misled, and some of the other county commissioners were misled at what was going on, because initially you had told Ben that you were getting gamed on this supplanting where it looked like you were getting $4 million, but it was kind of a hoax. It was a mirage. And even Ben Rawson said, no, you're mistaken, Sheriff.
Yes, I had initially brought it to his attention, not just to him, but the rest of the county commissioners. This was about, couple of weeks after the GRT, gross receipts tax, has passed. And I guess a month later, just last week, he found out that our budget had been supplanted by the county manager, the finance director, and the other two county commissioners.
The term supplant means to take the place of, right? Or to in budgeting terms, it means to kind of remove,
yes.
Or
yes, what it is they tell you, well, here's your budget. For example, $20 million for the sheriff's budget, and it includes the $4.1 million from the 1/8 of the GRT. But in reality, what they're doing is they're shaving $4 million at the bottom of the budget. So in reality, you're still at $20 million for the budget. And that's basically what they're doing.
And do you know why that they felt the need to run a campaign for a tax increase based on an argument for public safety to build up the sheriff's department, to hire new deputies, to get new updated squad cars, to get a new communication system, to get other infrastructure? Why would they run this tax campaign, which they could have just voted for and not made any kind of a big deal out of it? Why did they choose to run it on public safety and the sheriff? And then, I mean, they're just, I guess, lying.
Basically, you pretty much have set they brought it out by saying that here we're going to use this money towards public safety. And you have County Commissioners Rawson, Benavides, and Garcia saying, yes, if it's going to be used for public safety, yes, we need that 1/8 earmarked. It passed through and it went through, and we're hearing a different tune from the county manager and the other two county commissioners.
Are you at liberty to say who it was that told you that it was a hoax, the first person to point it out?
Well, it was brought to my attention back on the same day after the meeting that the GRT passed, after the county commissioners meeting that day. It was brought to my attention by one of my captains the assistant manager had brought to his attention and pretty much stated to him, you're not getting a dime from this.
That's bizarre. This is totally bizarre. And when you first heard the news and it first dawned on you that that was correct, what were your feelings?
Oh, I was just frustrated and angry because here they took almost the full day to pass this gross receipts tax. And then for the assistant manager to approach one of my, you're not getting a dime. And my captain responded, well, are you saying you're going to supplant our budget? Or, you know, he said, yes, we're going to supplant it. You're not getting a dime.
So they were bold about it. Now, when this gross receipts was going on, did they pull you aside and say, we're going to give you $4 million or we're going to give you X number of dollars to build up the sheriff's department?
Yes, that's what was initially discussed, that the sheriff's department would get $4.1 million, which comes down to the 1/8.
So they misled you to your face?
Not just me, but they misled the residents of Doña County.
That's outrageous. All right, folks, we have Sheriff Kiki V. Hill on the show here, and take a little bit of a break here. I've got a special little musical gem here from Eric Clapton. This is dedicated to the county commissioners, especially Billy Garrett and Wayne Hancock. Eric Clapton live, I Shot the Sheriff. Kelly O'Connell Show, 618-523-1450 to call in and vent your frustration at these county commissioners that are running things off of a hippie constitution. That's what I'm calling it, folks. Anti-military, anti-police, anti-authority. And we will be right back. Good morning. It is Kelly, 622 AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, the number to call in, 523-1450. We are talking about the situation at the sheriff's office, which is certainly dire. It is a situation where the county commission promised one thing for a tax increase and delivered nothing. And I've got Sheriff Kiki V. Hill here. He's outraged. He's got some of his staff here with him. And, gentlemen, did you want to fill in any of the holes in the story or any of the background?
If I could, Kelly, please.
And Eddie Lerma?
Yes, sir. I'm your undersheriff.
And Eddie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah. This whole thing is so confusing for people. In the midst of this giant tax increase, it's sold as a way to make the county more safe and to finally fund the sheriff's department. And now we find out that it's a hoax. It is bizarre.
Well, I need to comment on a statement that was asked earlier, excuse me, about this GRT. And what initially had happened, there was a resolution already proposed by Commissioner Chairman Garrett concerning the use for this GRT for capital improvements and infrastructure and the repaving of certain roads. The sheriff's department at that point in time was not included in the GRT. And it wasn't until that Commissioner Benavides had made a motion to change the GRT and dedicate 1/8 of that to the sheriff's department. There was some serious discussion from the two commissioners that opposed that, Garcia. And then when the vote was made, Commissioner Rawson, Commissioner Garcia, and Commissioner Benavides voted for it. Commissioner Garrett and Hancock did not. After the vote was made, it was obvious that both Commissioners Hancock and Garrett were extremely upset over that.
Why?
Because the proposal, or I'm sorry, the resolution, the way it was proposed by Commissioner Garrett, did not pass. So the change was made that that 1/8 of that funding would be dedicated solely for the sheriff's department.
All right. And so where did this confusion come from?
Well, what's happened is that on the workshop, the finance director had made a proposal on the upcoming budget. And basically what's happened, if you expand on what the sheriff said, assuming that we have a $20 million budget, $4 million out of that budget and replaced it with the $4 million from the GRT. So that makes us status quo, no changes or anything like that. We're just going to be exactly where we were before. Their reasoning behind that, as I understand it, is that there was nothing in the resolution now, the one that was changed and voted on, that indicated any of that money was going to be used for salary increases and so forth. What they're saying now is that the money that they're using from the GRT is going to be used for salaries, but that's to leave us at status quo.
All right. So you're going to take money from the GRT, from the tax, you're going to pay salaries with it, but it's going to be salaries that were already funded before.
Exactly. Except they're going to take the $4 million that was initially used for salaries and take it out. They're just going to replace it with the GRT because they're fulfilling the resolution by using that money from the GRT to the budget. The intent behind that, as everybody understood it, was that this was going to be used for salary increases to bring us up to parity to some of the other local departments.
All right. I've got a little essay here called Enrique Kiki Vigil, New Revenue for Sheriff's Department Was Much Needed. And this is a guest column in the Sun News, 4/19/2015. And it starts off on March 24th, 2015. The Board of County Commissioners for Doña Ana County approved roughly $4.1 million in new revenue for the sheriff's department. These new monies will pay for much-needed raises for deputies and civilian staff, replacement for obsolete records management, to replace aging police vehicles, many of which have between 100,000 and 200,000 miles. Okay, all of this stuff, obviously, Kiki thought was coming in, and he was confident enough he was getting it that he was willing to write a column on it. And so clearly the sheriff was misled on this, and clearly the county commission would have known about that.
Not necessarily so on the county commission, not until the finance director had made his proposed budget at this workshop last Tuesday on how this money was going to be used. I do believe that the three commissioners that voted for this GRT to support the sheriff's department are somewhat upset at the way that this is happening. Excuse me again. But I don't believe that they knew in advance that was going to happen. They might have known 1 or 2 days before the commission meeting because they get a packet delivered to them with the numbers included for the budget.
Okay, so are you saying it's just a misunderstanding and nobody did anything wrong?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the intent behind the GRT was to increase salaries, and nobody left the commission meeting with any misunderstanding about that.
Well, this would be like going to a skyscraper and saying we're going to put 20 more stories on the skyscraper, and then putting 20 stories on the top but taking 20 stories off the bottom. That's absurd. I mean, nobody would interpret it that way.
Well, that wasn't expressed at the day the GRT was passed. That didn't come up until officially this last Tuesday at the work session when they had that discussion. And one of the things that's kind of remarkable is that I don't know if you saw the KVIA newscast yesterday concerning this very issue, but Commissioner Garrett had indicated that Kiki's never talked to him and so forth. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with this picture? Because we just had a closed-door session with Commissioner Garrett in the sheriff's office a week ago Tuesday. So I don't know how we forgot that so quickly.
Maybe he needs some more supplements.
If you say so.
Well, I mean, okay, so just can we break it? It's getting a little bit confusing for me. What exactly happened that was misleading in your opinion from your perspective, or Kiki or anybody else here in the room? What happened that was misleading? That
it's my opinion that the finance division has taken that resolution and is using it literally to its word, where the resolution did not say, if I'm not mistaken, that it was going to be used for salary increases. It said that it was going to be used for salaries. The resolution here, but at any rate, it said salaries. It didn't say salary increases. So they're taking that and not using it for salary increases.
Okay. So well, let's take a little break here so we can want to get this clip up from KVIA. Here's a little bit of live Eric Clapton, and this is dedicated to the drafters, the founding fathers of the hippie Constitution, the county commissioners. Kelly O'Connell here, a little bit of live Eric Clapton. I Shot the Sheriff will be right back at 6:30, 523-1450 to call in. And we're with Sheriff Kiki Vigil. We'll be right back. It's Kelly here, and good morning. I've got Sheriff Kiki Vigil here on the show. And so the people that were in that meeting, everybody thought, I guess, except Hancock and Garrett, that there was going to be $4 million more in funding or there was going to be millions more in funding for the Sheriff's Department, right? And this is Eddie Lerma, Undersheriff.
At the onset, no. At the onset of this was going to be, the Sheriff's Department was not included in the resolution that was going to be initially proposed. And again, Commissioner Benavides made a motion to amend that, to dedicate 1/8 of that to the Sheriff's Department as a supplement to their budget to use, pay for salary increases, equipment, et cetera, et cetera. So what happened was the resolution that Commissioner Garrett was wanting to propose and pass did not pass. At the conclusion of that, Commissioners Hancock and Garrett were visibly upset because what they had intended on proposing didn't get pushed through.
So, okay, so what were they proposing?
Well, they wanted to use the money to address infrastructure, capital improvements, the paving of certain roads in the county that they felt were in need of road work, and issues like that. But there was nothing that was going to be allocated except for $1 million to the Sheriff's Department.
Okay, but that's what Hancock and Garrett wanted.
Correct.
But that would have been a $1 million increase in the budget.
Intended, yes. That would have been the intent behind that, or at least to my understanding, it would have been an increase to the budget, a supplement to the original budget.
All right. So having said that, then is that why they made it no increase? The two budgets were exactly the same?
Well, you have to understand that there was a lot of opposition to the amended motion that Commissioner Benavidez made. Some even made the statement that the Sheriff's Department hasn't shown that they needed $4 million. And what's ironic about that is that we've had meetings with each one of the commissioners individually and explained our needs. The way it happened at the workshop on a proposed budget, I believe it was Dr. Garcia gave the example of giving you a lollipop in your left hand and taking it away with your right hand. The Finance Department has done in preparing the proposed budget has taken the language of the resolution that was passed literally, that said it does not say to be used for salary increases, which completely has me in awe, because that's what we all walked out of that GRT meeting for, and with that understanding.
Okay, so was someone misled, or was a misunderstanding?
That's a hard call to make. I'm inclined to think that we were misled, but I think what they're doing is that's just a hard call to make. Using the budget to replace what we should have already had.
That's bizarre, though. I mean, that's a bizarre way of saying we're funding the Sheriff's Department. Is where you guys got your money from source A. We're bringing in money from source B. It's going to replace all the money from source A, but it's going to be the dollar for dollar the same budget. To me, that's misleading.
That's why I said I'm trying to be nice.
Well, I understand. Okay, so do you think it was payback from Garrett and Hancock over this thing?
I
see some head shaking in here. All right, so Garrett and Hancock thought that what they wanted to do was ignored. And they see themselves as the heavy hitters on the commission. And so they were going to teach the sheriffs a lesson or the other commissioners a lesson.
I don't know, Kelly.
Yeah, we got some head shaking here. Okay.
I say yes.
All right. So a little payback there. But what about here's the thing that's on my mind. Public safety. I heard some really shocking things when the sheriffs were running, candidates were running. We're down to 50% of the workforce. We're using antiquated equipment. It would take 30 minutes, 45 minutes to get out to emergencies in some parts of the county, not because in theory it has to be that way, but because we're undermanned, underwomaned.
We're understaffed and we're spread out thin. It takes about 45 minutes to respond to a call, you know, because we can have some deputies out here in north of the county, and by the time they respond to the south, you know, it can take a good 40-30 minutes. So those are the things that we're facing with.
And so this is desperately needed, and everybody agreed who was running for sheriff. The one thing that every single person agreed on is that the funding was down, the equipment was old and not reliable, and that we didn't have enough deputies. And now that we have the funding to address that, the county commission, the hippie president and vice president did a bait and switch.
You've said it.
That's absolutely crazy. So, Officer Barlow, do you have anything? When we were talking yesterday about this, you had a lot to add. What is your perspective?
No, I mean, I'm kind of looking at it from the operational perspective here. Like the sheriff said, and you've said, we're down a significant number of people. I just crunched the numbers yesterday. We're missing about one out of every four patrol personnel that respond to calls. That's up from recent years because we just graduated an academy. But I was talking to the sheriff yesterday. Our next academy is not going to graduate off of FTO until, I think, April of next year. So we're looking at a full year till that's going to happen. Our attrition rate over the past 3 years, we've lost about 24 deputies per year. So we'll be down another 24 deputies by the time we graduate this next academy, and that's going to put me at about 64% staffing on patrol. So it's this constant battle. It's a vicious circle where we continually lose qualified people to other agencies or they retire or whatnot, and we're not filling those positions as fast as we need to because we can't pay accordingly. We can't attract the qualified personnel that we want, and the bigger issue is we lose personnel, seasoned investigators within our agency to other agencies, and the cost to train our deputies, we did a study just recently, cost about $46,000 to train one of our deputies through field training, and that's a cost to the taxpayer of about $1.1 million annually.
Okay, so I'm still trying to figure out what exactly happened, but is this gentleman Noland involved? I saw his name in a couple of the articles.
Yes, he is. You know, what he's been doing is he's been using it's fuzzy math principles. He uses a term sponge. He sponge savings, you know, and they're accounting principles that you really are not recommended. You know, we have our budget analyst from the Sheriff's Department coming out. She's done audits before with other departments and everything, and she just came out and told us those are principles that you don't use in accounting practices. You know, this fuzzy math and sponge, you know, savings. And that's what the finance directors have been using. You know, it's something the finance director, along with the county manager and with county commissioners Wayne Hancock and Billy Garrett have done. I believe they've gone together and they've come up with this fuzzy math.
All right. So someone was bringing up a violation of the Open Meetings Act. If Garrett and Hancock met in private over this, that would be a violation of the Open Meetings Act, wouldn't it?
Well, I believe it takes three county commissioners.
Well, I mean, if they're getting together in private and making decisions about the budget and I'm not even sure because I wasn't at the meeting, but if they put out there that there was going to be $4 million in funding increase and it was a mirage, or if they allowed it to be in the meeting to there to be a misunderstanding when everybody seemed to think there was going to be a funding increase and it was static, either way, that's absolutely unacceptable.
I would have to agree with that.
And this is Eddie Lerma, undersheriff. So they did at least county commissioners. The sheriff obviously misunderstood. He wrote an essay about how we need this new funding and basically kind of just justifying the money that was going to be given, the $4 million. The other commissioners misunderstood as well. Apparently, Ben Rossen, when he was informed by Kiki that the funding was kind of a mirage, Ben Rossen said, no, you're mistaken. Benavides got up and later said, we're going to fight for this. And Garcia, so there were three county commissioners on a vote that is crucial to this county that misunderstood what was happening. If they misunderstood it, everybody misunderstood it except the people that were behind this.
Well, Commissioner Rossen had made the statement at the commission meeting, and I'll try and quote him. That's not what I voted for, Mr. Chairman. Concerning this new proposed budget that they were trying to introduce as what they plan for the future.
And is that when he offered hearing aids, the hearing test to everybody?
Yes, sir. I think that came from the fact that the GRT was passed because he was against that, and I respect that.
I mean, all right, pass it or don't pass it, but don't pass it in the name of funding the sheriff's department, which is desperately in need of stuff and new officers, deputies, and then turn around and pull the bait and switch.
Well, exactly. That's what Commissioner Rossen had expressed. And I think Commissioner Rossen was somewhat upset about that because he, as well as Dr. Garcia and Commissioner Benavides, had all understood that the funding was going to be used to supplement the sheriff's budget, not to replace current funding.
All right. So then Garrett and Hancock gamed their own other commissioners on this. It would appear.
Yes, sir. That's what it would appear.
This couldn't have been an accident, right? This wasn't just an accident of bookkeeping. You would have to go out of your way to take this money and say, here's some new money for you on the one hand, and on the other hand, pull out the exact same amount of money, right?
Right.
There have to be some communication among them.
Yeah.
So that did.
And when you wrote your editorial in the Sun News and put in there what you were going to use the new funding for, and explaining where this $4 million, how the $4 million was going to get used, did Hancock or Garrett call you up and say, look, you're mistaken, you're not getting $4 million new dollars, you're getting $4 million different dollars?
Did they
call you up and say the joke's on you?
Well, they didn't say in the terms, but we've had numerous meetings with those two county commissioners, and they knew our needs, and they knew that we needed these salary increases, and pretty much they were just telling us what we wanted to hear. But what it boiled down to at the end, you're not getting this $4.1 million for salaries. And this is coming from the county manager, and I believe the county manager, along with the finance director, Bill Nolan, they pretty much had to convey this to the other two county commissioners. Let's work this fuzzy math in there, you know, and pretty much muddy the waters.
They muddied the waters. Let me ask you this. Why go through the exercise of giving the sheriff $4 million if it's going to be taken out immediately? I mean, it would have been better and more straightforward and clear if they hadn't given the sheriff the $4 million, right? Because there wasn't an increase in funding.
Yes, correct.
So it seems like it was meant to mislead, right?
Yes. Yes, correct.
That's absolutely crazy. So it can't be an accident. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
I'm going to give you a fake name, and I'm going to turn my radio off.
Thank you, fake name.
There, that works better.
What's your fake name, by the way?
My fake name is Daisy.
Well, Daisy's a lovely flower, so go ahead, Daisy.
Well, I just wanted to say a couple of things. Of course, they misled everybody because it became more palatable to everybody that they were going to do this big increase. It thought that $4 million would go to the sheriff. And I think people were not greatly objectionable to that because they thought, okay, I have to pay this extra money. At least the sheriff's going to get some. And I felt the same way. I wasn't with the tax. And then when I heard that, I thought, well, I know that they need it. So I wasn't upset about that. But then the other thing is both the county manager and Bill Noland are from Oakland. I don't know if they knew each other there, but Bill didn't have very good history there. And somehow or other, we unfortunately ended up with him.
Well, do you know what his history was?
You know, I've forgotten. It's been so long, but everybody was talking about it when they first hired him. And he actually told me that he doesn't even like accounting. His degree is in psychology. And he said, that's why I've always had jobs like this, meaning he was a manager and he didn't have to deal with the numbers. If you ask him a question about anything in his department, he has to go get somebody else to tell you because he doesn't understand it. And half the time, he doesn't even know person is that he needs to go to. He's just...
figurehead.
He's completely incapable.
Well, Daisy, this is Sheriff Kiki. Practically what's happened now is the county manager, along with Bill Nolan and Wayne Hancock, Commissioners Wayne Hancock and Commissioner Billy Garrett, what they've done is they've come in and shut the sheriff. That's what they've done.
Yeah, I know it. I totally agree with you. And I like the song that Kelly dedicated yesterday. too. You can't hide your lion eyes. But no, I totally agree. Well, you know, Billy Garrett is kind of short, so he's got that complex.
Napoleonic.
And yes, exactly. And, you know, I was watching a show on Hitler and the Nazis the other day. It was an old show, I think, but I saw it on Netflix. It was quite interesting. And the very first thing, in the very first part of that, there was a quote from Hitler, and I'm going to misquote it, but I'm going to give you the essence of what it said. It said something about something like, a fortunate government is one whose citizens don't pay attention.
Interesting.
And basically, isn't that what's going on? I mean, I talk to people all over the place. First of all, they don't even know there's going to be a tax increase. They don't know what the tax increase is for. I tell them what's going on, and they're shocked. But that's about as far as it goes. You know, they feel like, well, you know, I'm just a citizen, and I don't have any power over anything. It just...
Yeah, we're lucky, we're lucky to have beans and rice and don't complain about anything, just like Cuba. But, you know, it's funny you're mentioning this because this guy that's running Russia, what's his name? Vladimir Putin. He's got a disinformation minister that puts out all kinds of crazy stuff. And so and nobody ever knows what's true or false. People are so confused, they don't pay any attention. And that's kind of what reminds me of this right here, is you put this thing out in a confusing way. The only reason you'd fund the sheriff's department with millions of dollars and take out the exact same amount is to mislead people.
Of course. Of course. I totally agree with you. And, you know, what do we do now? It's just so frustrating. I mean, we can go and yell at them, but
Well, we can do something.
They're not going to change their minds.
It's a democracy, and we've got the right. We've got our freedoms of speech and expression. What are some numbers that we could use to, if people wanted to show some support or get active, what numbers can people call?
I invite the people of Doniana County to show up this coming Tuesday to the county commissioners meeting. Numbers. Let's show up there in numbers, and let's tell the county commissioners loud and clear to those two county commissioners, the one that need earache. Let's tell them loud. Maybe they can hear us. You need to support the sheriff, and you need to give him his share of the salary increases for salary increases. That's all we need to do. Now, we do have three county commissioners on board with the sheriff's department, and that's County Commissioners Rawson, Benavides, and Dr. Garcia. And they're on board with this. So that's the majority. You know, so but we need numbers. We need people to show up this coming Tuesday, show up in support of the sheriff.
Okay, what time is the meeting?
That'd be at 9 o'clock this coming Tuesday.
At p.m.?
A.m.
A.m. 9 a.m. And where is it at? Where is it?
This is at the
Motel
Boulevard.
That's what the problem is. They've been having the meetings at 9 p.m. and nobody knew.
Well, let's just be thankful they're not holding them on Christmas. you know what, this budget is not finished. I would call every single person out there to express your outrage. There's nothing more important than safety.
I invite the farmers, ranchers, the business folks here in Las Cruces, everybody, you know, out there, come down on Tuesday and please support your sheriff. And let's send a strong message to those two county commissioners, but also to the county manager and to all this fuzzy math, Mr. Dolan. Nolan?
Yes.
All right, Daisy, good call. Anything else?
No, that's it. I wish you guys luck. Really, I do. I'm so disgusted with this commission.
Well, it's the hippie constitution, and they're flying high their tie-dyed flag right now, so...
Well, you know, Kelly, think about it. If all this stuff wasn't going on, what would you talk about?
I'd find something. I'd find something else.
All right, you guys have a good
Thanks
day.
Thanks, thank good call, Daisy. Bye-bye. All right, so Nolan is – what is this history of Nolan? Does anybody know?
Well, just like the Daisy stated, I guess he comes out of Oakland. And she said that I guess there's a link between – the county manager and Mr. Nolan, I guess that's what the
they have a love child or something?
Not sure.
Nobody knows. Okay. Here's a number to call in, and 575-525-5800. Is that it?
Yes, and then from there you'll have to ask for the specific commissioner that you want to speak to or
okay.
their voicemail box.
575-525-5800. Let's flood these people with calls because, you know, I don't often ask for something like this, but what about a single mother living out in somewhere out in Dona Ana, and there's somebody trying to break into her house? She doesn't have a weapon. She calls the sheriff. We'll be right there. What if the sheriff can't get there in a half of an hour? I mean, I said this to somebody else. What if you can't get out there in 45 minutes? That's not just enough time to murder somebody, but it's you can prepare them for burial, you know?
I want to make one thing very clear.
Yeah.
If we should ever have a call like that, even if everybody is tied up, they all carry handheld portables, and providing that's working, we will break somebody off of a call to make sure that they respond.
But we've got to have the people on the street, and we got a phone call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Antonio.
God bless you, Antonio, and happy this is your Messianic celebration week, right?
Yes. I wanted to make a comment to the sheriff and everybody listening. We really need to support our sheriffs and law enforcement. Because thanks to this president, we have no border, and we have ISIS and every crazy Islamic nut coming over, drug cartel. So we need to have our sheriff to protect our women, our children. And God bless you guys. And if I can get a ride Tuesday, I'll be there. And again, God bless you all.
God bless you.
Thanks, Antonio.
Thank you.
All right, so one of the first things that was said to me why I played the clip this morning, there's a gunfight, not just a gunfight down on the border at McAllen, Texas. There were vehicles that were torched, including a school bus, and there were shootings. There was a cartel member that was nabbed. And the first thing that one of the first things that Kiki said to me when we were meeting yesterday is, I am so concerned about the border. I'm so concerned about the area between here and Mexico. And I want to know that I've got enough men and I've got enough equipment to cover it.
Yes. You know, yesterday when I met with you, Kelly, those were my concerns. But I need the manpower, you know, or losing our troops left and right to other agencies that pay. Or as we put them through the academy, it costs us over $40,000. And then we go on to lose them. So we're dropping millions of dollars. We're just wasting. So it comes back to the shortage of manpower. We're spread out then throughout the whole county. Our county borders Mexico. We have these drug runners. We have these cartel members crossing over.
And they haven't stopped. I just saw a documentary that was just released by the BBC in the last month or two saying, you know, Juarez is not fixed.
It's not fixed. It's the murders still continue. Mass murders still continue. But the media out there are not publicizing that.
One more call before we have to go. Who's this?
Morning. How you doing? This is Rob.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
So was that lady saying that Nolan had a criminal record, or he was a crook out there, or still a crook, or what's the deal with this guy?
She didn't say that, but there is some story, and I don't know the whole thing. I don't know. Does he have a criminal record, Nolan?
You know, I'm not sure. I've not done any checks.
Maybe, Rob, could you do a little investigation on this and call back?
It'll have to be tomorrow or today.
Well, maybe later today or Monday.
Okay.
Thanks, man. We're out of time. Thanks for the call. All right, folks. You know, this is very discouraging. What are they going to spend the money on? A rodeo? A new fountain? And you know, I mean, it's just they're taking money that is desperately needed by this county, and they're just throwing it down the toilet. Eric Clapton, I Shot the Sheriff, dedicated the county commission. We'll be right back after the break on the hour. Good morning. It is 7:06. The 24th of 2015, April. And 73 is the high today, 52 the low, and it's 52 degrees right now. It was real nice yesterday or last night, and got quite a bit of rain. Want to thank the Rawson Builder Supply for sponsoring the show. And Ben, if you're out there, call in if you want to add anything to the discussion. There's a lot of interesting things that are coming to light here. And one of which is, I am just wondering if this power play that I think is between Billy Garrett and Wayne Hancock on the one hand, with Noland on the side, and Sheriff Kiki. I mean, I just have to wonder. It seems like they went out of their way to try to embarrass the sheriff. And what I'm wondering is if they did that because this kind of, you know, this war protester mentality that I think they're still carrying, you know, Billy Garrett with his earring and everything, and Wayne Hancock coming in from another state to run everything here. But both I think, kind of being progressive people, I'm wondering if they're trying to power. I mean, what they call speak truth to power, which is a progressive statement of you're standing up to you know, face down these evil authorities, anti-military, anti-police. Why would you go out of your way to make a big deal about funding the police and then put in a phantom $4 million and take out the $4 million at the same time? It just, none of this really makes any sense unless you look behind what's going on. Look at the background of where these people come from and say, maybe this is how they fight back against the man, against the power, against the authority. Maybe that's how they bring justice. They're fighting for living wages. They're voting down plastic bags. They're letting they're passing a symbolic vote on global warming. This is all out of the progressive movement, in my opinion. But we got Kiki Vigil here, Enrique Kiki Vigil, the new sheriff. And one of the things that you said to me off the air is Kiki, that these guys thought that you were just going to take this and you're fighting back. Do you think they're surprised?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they are. You know, I got to do the right thing, you know, as a sheriff, and I'm here to represent the citizens of Donia County. I'm here to enforce the laws and make sure nobody's breaking the laws. And I'm not getting the support of the chairman or the vice chairman, which is Billy Garrett and Wayne Hancock.
Well, I wish Ben Rawson would call in and address the issue of what level of deception was at. It sounded like there was a little bit of confusion. Commissioner Benavidez and Garcia and Rawson were in favor of funding the police department. But apparently, when this vote came out, that caught Billy Garrett, Billy Golden Earring Garrett, and Wayne Hancock off guard. It infuriated them, and they were going to give some payback. That's what it sounded like. I wasn't at the meeting, but from what I've heard.
And basically, that's what happened. You can go on the internet, and you can see the minutes. You can see the recordings of the meetings that took place, and you can see their expressions, their facial expressions. The county manager slapping your laptop, coming on stating the sheriff's department don't eat that money.
Who said that?
That was the county manager.
Who's the county manager?
That's Julia Brown.
What the? I thought Julia Brown had her act together.
I thought so too.
Okay, so what would you like people to know about the state of the equipment and the manpower? I got to ask, I guess.
Major Burrow.
Yeah, I mean, we could go on and on, and I will give you just a brief synopsis of what's happening here, but much like with the article that was drafted by or that was signed off by the sheriff here recently in the Sun News, we desperately need people, like we talked about earlier. Right now, overall law enforcement staffing, I'm at about down about 21%. Historically, those numbers run much lower, but I said we just recently graduated academy, but by the time our next academy graduate, we'll be back in the same boat if we look at historical facts. We've lost 135 total personnel, both civilian and law enforcement, over the past 3 years. I was talking to Commissioner Ross the other day, and he said the county has about a 31% turnover rate countywide, so it's huge. From equipment standpoint, like the sheriff has talked about extensively, our vehicles have extremely high mileage. In addition to the vehicles that the county has funded up to this point or plans on funding, I was talking to one of our captains that manages our fleet service. We need, I think it was another 49 vehicles basically immediately to replace worn out vehicles. On top of that, our records management system is in the process of basically being defunded. It's not going to not being supported by the current vendor. So we're in the process of updating that system so we can maintain all of our vital records for all of our reports, for all of our reported crimes that we go to. And then lastly, and definitely not least important, is our radio communication system, which is going to be anywhere from initially I've been told 3 to 16 million. And I've heard quotes from one of our captains that manages our basically our information technology stuff, all the way up to $20+ million. So there's the money for equipment is staggering, and the need to for the raises is going to be high as well. I mean, millions of dollars.
Let me ask you something, guys. Anybody wants to answer this? And we've got a few people from the sheriff's department, under sheriff, and we've got Kiki V. Hill in here. Why do you think, knowing and maybe even admitting that the sheriff's department badly needs infrastructure, manpower, and vehicle upgrade, that they would, when they had the money in their hand, refuse to give it to you? Why?
Well, you know, I truly believe they have their special pet projects, and they want the funding for those special pet projects. And if they do not allow the sheriff's department to get that $4.1 million from the 1/8 that they earmarked, that's supposed to be earmarked, they can dump that money into their special pet projects that they have in mind.
But I mean, what special project? So, in other words, the bus system that was voted down by the taxpayers, by the citizens, gets $750,000. But the sheriff's department gets not one new penny.
Yes, correct.
Why would they put the $4 million in there?
They have their own agenda.
They put it in there and took it out. It's weird.
Yes, these two county commissioners have their own agenda. And you know, these two are now the minority. They're going to be the minority. County manager, Julia Brown, I hope she sees the writing on the wall. Her bosses are all five county commissioners, so I hope she works with all of them, you know, because right now she's only working with two of them.
Well, I mean, I just think that it seems like they went out of their way to be misleading. And
yes.
So, I don't know what else to say. I mean, it seems to me that these guys are I don't think it goes any deeper than this. These guys are progressives. And their idea of a utopia or whatever you want to call the society they're trying to create doesn't have a big imprint from law enforcement.
You know, Kelly, those are your comments, you know, but I'll tell you what, I need to do the right thing. I need to make sure that we protect the citizens of Doña County, but I need the cooperation of the county commissioners, and that's what I'm asking. I need them to fund the sheriff's department. I need them to get them salaries up. You know, this 3/8 of that 1% that got voted by the commission. Well, guess what? Please don't pull the wool. That's what they're doing. You know, these the chairman and the vice chair and the manager. That's what they basically are doing. You know. Sure, we're going to pass this GRT and we're going to support the sheriff's department, rah, rah, rah. But when it comes to the end, you know, pull the wool. But, and it's only been these two county commissioners, Billy Garrett and Wayne Hancock.
Shame on you guys. Pull that earring out, Billy. Do the right thing. 575-525-5800. Call in for your county commissioners. Get your statements on record to these people that we want funding for these police officers. I'm going to ask about the level of safety in this county when we come back. We're talking to Kiki V. Hill and some of his men from down at the sheriff's office. Got a dedication to this, county commissioners right here. I shot the sheriff, Eric Clapton, live. 523-1450 to call in 716. Sam Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hold on 1 second. I got another call. Who's this?
Charlie Robb.
Hey, hold on 1 second. I got another call. Hold on. Hey, yeah, this is who?
Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, what's up?
Hey, I got a question. I don't know a lot about politics, and I may be using the wrong words, but when these people are elected and they go against what they're supposed to be doing, is there some recourse that we have to get them out of office?
It's tough. Ben Rawson has talked about this. It would be a massive recall. Do you want to save the question for on the air? Because I think people would like to hear about it.
Sure.
Okay, but the answer is it would take a lot of signatures.
Okay. Oh, what about, like, is there something they can do? I know in lawsuits they can, you know, like, freeze it so they can't spend it before the court hearings are through.
Yeah, well, I mean, there would be a way to go after it through the court system, obviously, if you're claiming that they're misusing their power, misleading people, if they're doing public policy off of misleading people. But why don't we you want to save that for just a second, and we'll come back on the air with it?
Sure.
Okay, thanks, Stephanie. Hey, what's up?
So Will Nolan was the Oakland finance director.
Yeah.
His boss was Oakland City Administrator Deborah Edgerly.
Okay.
And she had two kids. And she was fired from her administrator job for nepotism and intervening in a police investigation. Her two kids were given jobs, internships there in the city of Oakland, and they were never there, hardly. They were there just like, you know, 2 weeks, but they got paid for 2 months.
Huh.
So when the controller of the city started questioning Will Nolan about it, he came back like a couple weeks later and just handed the city controller $1,775 in cash, you know, to reimburse the city. So he was doing the money exchange for his boss.
Hey, Rob, I got another lady that's called in. Let me put you on hold and bring that on the air, okay? All right, thanks, man. Stephanie, we're almost on. Folks, it's Kelly here, and I've got Kiki V. Hill here. I've got the undersheriff, Eddie Lerma, and I've got some other folks in the from the office here, too. We've got Stephanie on the line. And, Stephanie, you had a question about what recourse there was from the citizens in case of elected officials not doing their job.
Right. I was just wondering if there's anything that people can do. And once they get into power, they shouldn't be able to just have free reign and do what they wish against the people's wants.
Yeah, I agree 100%. But the thing is, and we've seen it in history, it's sometimes hard to get the attention of some of these officials. You could do a recall, according to Ben Ross, and it would take tens of thousands of signatures to even bring it on the ballot, an amazing amount of signatures. We've got our freedom of speech. You're expressing yours right now. We can talk amongst ourselves, and we can do petition drives. We can call the county. We can actually go down to the meeting. I think when is the meeting, Kiki?
That's next Tuesday at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m.
9 a.m. You could go down there, and everybody has the right, I think, during these meetings to say something.
Yes, public input.
But what are you feeling right now, Stephanie?
It's just frustrating. You put people in office to do one thing, and you know, it's voted on. The people decide what we want to do, and then they go forth and do what they want to do. What's the point of us voting?
Well, I mean, if we could get some good people in there, but you know, don't you think these guys are kind of acting like they're rogue hippies, just doing whatever they feel like?
Yes, it does seem that way.
are you personally going to do anything? Are you going to get involved?
I'm going to see if I can't get off work and go down there and at least let my opinion be known. It's not right.
Yeah, and it's sad that they schedule this stuff so the average person, the people with the most to lose, the people who have jobs, the hardworking taxpayers, can't get to these meetings.
That's right. It's convenient.
Yeah, real convenient. Stephanie, anything else?
No, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Great call, and have a good day. Okay, thanks a lot. And Rob, you're on the line. Hold on 1 second. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back to you. Rob, you were calling up with some information about Mr. Noland?
Yeah, just cursory info. I don't have the final disposition of his tenure there in Oakland. But what I'm finding out so far is in 2005, he was the city's finance director. This is for Oakland, California. And his boss, Deborah Eggerly, who was the Oakland city administrator, hired two of her kids or got two of her kids' jobs there in the city as interns. And apparently they showed up a couple weeks, but they were paid for 2 months of work. And when the controller, Mrs. Brown, started asking around, saying, well, look, you know, these offices are reporting that they weren't there. Why are they getting paid? 2 weeks later, Nolan shows up and hands the controller $1,775 to, quote unquote, repay the city for the deal. So what it looks like is he was trying to cover up for his boss. And so she was fired for nepotism and intervening in a police investigation. But I haven't found yet what the consequences were for him in his part.
Well, I assume there were some because he's here instead of Oakland.
Right. Right. I just haven't, you know, I haven't had time to.
Thanks. Well, Rob, I appreciate that. I know you're super busy. If you find anything else out, can you call in?
Will do.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for the call to Kelly Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Patty Riley.
Patty Riley, citizen journalist. What's up?
No, I just tuned in. I just started to tune in. Okay, so the legislature signed off on all of this money to be passed through, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the sheriff was requesting, what was Sheriff Ezell requesting?
He was requesting he was requesting anything he could get because they have a massive hole in vehicles, in personnel, and in infrastructure. They don't have a modern communication system, for example.
Oh, they didn't finish that 911 center?
That is not done, but I think this has to do with the sheriff's office itself is using antiquated equipment.
Okay, so he needs cars, he needs units, and more manpower.
Yeah, and more Patty, manpower. Patty, the question that came up on the break that I didn't really want to mention, but I think the sheriff thinks that it's important to talk about, there could be a situation where the manpower is so low it would be impossible to get to some people quickly in time in this county, and that's just heartbreak.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah, it really is. It's disturbing too. Okay, so they did not allocate any of those money.
They allocated Listen, Patty, this is what they did. They wanted people to think they were paying $4 million into the budget, so they earmarked $4 million to go in. At the same time, they removed $4 million. They were trying to mislead.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I think we need to start gathering, uniting, and coming together.
Absolutely.
Standing together. And they used to have those meetings. I've lived throughout my life. They used to have both at the city and the county. They used to have them in the evening, like about 7 o'clock on Tuesday nights. I remember that every other week. So they did that change about 10 years ago in both entities. So they need to go back to their nighttime schedules so
Agreed.
We can go to the meetings.
Agreed.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Thanks
I'll
a lot.
Put it out there, and I will see you too, Sheriff. Oh, and the Posse Comitatus, there's no anything like that.
Well, we'll talk about that too. Thanks, Patty.
Another day.
Have a good day. All right, I just want to know, is it true that if there was a real emergency, something breaks out, we don't have enough men and women to cover every contingency?
That's the reality. I was talking to one of our senior sergeants yesterday, and I specifically asked him, I said, are there situations that arise where we have to append priority calls? I mean, it's not as frequent as it used to be, but the reality of it is, yes, there are times, and there have been times in the past where we have a priority call that means life or limb or serious damage to property, and we've got to append those calls. And generally what we'll do is if we don't have anybody to send because they're tied up with other stuff, you know, a prisoner or another serious call, we'll reach out to other agencies and try and get them to respond, whether it's the Mexico State Police or another local jurisdiction.
That is scary. All right, folks, a little dedication to the county commission. Eric Clapton, I Shot the Sheriff. We'll be right back. 727, flying the unfriendly skies over Dona Ana. And Kelly O'Connell, 1450 KOBE AM Las Cruces. Be right back. It is Kelly here, and I've got Sheriff Kiki V. Hill and the Undersheriff Eddie Lerma and a few other folks in the studio, and we're talking about the supplanting, what is called the supplanting of budget monies. So you would, let's just say you're getting $20 a month or a week in allowance, and your dad comes up to you and says, I'll give you $20 if you go and rake the leaves or whatever, and then he pulls $20 out of your wallet and hands it back to you. It's just crazy the kind of sneaky budget tactics or whatever you want to call it that they're using here. And I think they're also doing that to the jail, which is another issue. But what I don't understand, Kiki, is why are the pet projects more important than the sheriff?
Well, apparently they think those are the priorities instead of putting the sheriffs up there. The sheriff's department is the priority, and they need to know that that is the priority to get public safety. It's about public safety. The other pet projects, that they can wait. Right now, we're short on manpower. Our equipment's antiquated, and we need major improvements. And we need to go with the priorities.
Tell us a little bit about the vehicles that you'd like to replace.
You know, our present fleet, they're referred as a Dalmatian fleet. You know, it's we're reticuled, you know. They're 10 years older, some of 200,000 plus mileage. We're having to cannibalize other vehicles that we have in the fleet to keep other vehicles functioning, working, operating.
How many vehicles would you need to get up to proper amounts?
We're going to need to replace close to 90 vehicles.
And how much would that cost, do you think?
Well, just for 15 vehicles that we're supposed to get in May, that cost us, that was about close to $700,000. Just in 15 vehicles, that's fully equipped with the equipment and everything. And that's just for 15.
I just got a text. Does anybody know where the $4 million is actually going?
No, that's what Commissioner Rawson has been asking the finance director, Mr. Nolan. Where is that $4 million where's it going? You know, that's the question. He hasn't been able to answer that.
So they're what they call discretionary funds.
Apparently, yes.
In other words, you can spend them for anything that you want. So what is... According to the county commissioners, Billy Garrett, Golden Earring Garrett, and Wayne Hancock, what's more important than safety? What's more important than getting to a single mother and her kids when someone's trying to break in their house and it's 20 miles away?
Well, you know, apparently I'm not sure what their priorities are, but presently it's not public safety.
Are they putting $750,000 into the bus system that has already been voted down?
Well, yes, that was part of the resolution. I did see that in the resolution.
I think this supports what's happening here. It supports the critics like Ben Rawson of the taxation. You're going to do taxation and you're not going to use it for the most obvious need. That shows, according to Rawson and according to people on the right or conservative thinkers on this issue, that taxation is being misapplied. It's a misguided attempt to take money from the citizens.
Well, you know, on this last Tuesday's workshop that they had this past Tuesday, Commissioner Rawson went on to make a statement that it's possibly misappropriation of funds.
Misappropriation of funds. Interesting. We do have a phone call here. Thanks for the call to Kelly Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Leon.
Leon, thank you for the call. I hope you're having a good day, and what's on your mind?
Well, I think it's just disgusting what the county commission has done. But on the other side of that, I do want to say for Mr. Veal there, Sheriff Veal, you know, when he was campaigning, he took some very personal attacks at Todd Garrison because of this, what was going on. And I think he's now seeing part of what was going on. I think Mr. Garrison needed to go the time he did, but that was part of the problem he had. And Kiki there took a lot of personal attacks at Mr. Garrison, and I think now we can see that part of the problems he had was the funding, the dealings that he had to deal with the county commission.
The fact of the matter is it doesn't matter which side you're on. If you're in the sheriff's department, you're getting treated like a redheaded stepchild.
So I agree that, but that's not what Mr. Vigil had to say during the campaign. The other thing is I still, you know, Mr. Vigil said he was going to get these sheriffs out of the city limits. There's a couple places in town where I see sheriffs every day, and they sit over there, and it sure looks to me like they're sleeping. We need to get them out there. I still hear they don't show up, and those are issues we got to be addressed, whether it's Mr. Veal or somebody else. But, you know, and that's kind of the side point to this $4 million thing. Perhaps if the county commission would get out there and do what they need to do, he could take care of these issues. But, you know, he promised us some things that are not happening.
Go ahead.
No, the reality of that is we already instructed our deputies to conduct their business outside the city limits of Las Cruces. Are they still going to appear? Are they still periodically going to be in the city? They're not prevented from pulling a traffic stop in the city. Obviously, if they were sleeping and you were to see something along those lines, then I would encourage you to call in the sheriff's department and report that, because that's obviously something that we don't want to have happen. But they've been told to be out in the outlying areas of the county. And we've received commentary from citizens as well saying that they're seeing more of a presence from the sheriff's office out in the county, so we're pleased to hear that.
Well, that's good to hear. But the other thing is, too, I mean, these vehicles, I mean, you look at, so like they still all have take-home vehicles. If you have two deputies, two different shifts using the same vehicle, you've got that vehicle available for more people. And I don't, that may not be the best way to do it, but that's part of your solution. Just thought I'd give a couple comments there, but I do, I feel for the Sheriff's Department. I think they've not been treated well by the County Commission for a long time, and it does affect the safety of the community. And so hopefully you, this can get worked out and we can get the resources where they need to be.
Thanks for the call, Leon, and have a great day. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, folks. We'll take a little break here and a little more a dedication to the County Commission. Did you want to say anything else?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing we would say on top of what the caller just stated is that, I mean, there's been studies that have been done, and I mean, our research and our, you know, our best practices that we assign take-home vehicles. One, that's an incentive for the, obviously for the deputy. So it's a benefit to them. One, and two, when we run them hot, when we hot rack a car like that, it just provides more wear and tear on the vehicle. So the reality is they're not going to last as long as we just have them as a take-home vehicle.
Well, I'm sure that's true. And plus, let's not overlook the importance of power naps.
Exactly.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. A little continuing dedication to the County Commission. It is Kelly here, and I've got Kiki Vigil as a guest, and we're talking about the budget hoax in which $4 million was put in and $4 million was taken out. But let me ask you, Kiki, I heard that Billy Garrett, or was it Wayne Hancock, had claimed that you had never talked to him when you'd spent hours talking to them.
Yes, just yesterday in the KVIA, they did a short story. They interviewed him, and apparently he made a statement that I hadn't met with him. I've met with him numerous occasions. Major Barlow and the Undersheriff Eddie Lerma, we've met with them just as recently as last week. We met with them on Thursday. We spent about 2 hours talking about our needs. And he came out and told us, yes, he would assist us. But this Tuesday's workshop, it was a different story.
Well, what part of you can't have $4 million is assisting you part of?
You know, apparently it's $4.1 million from the 1/8 is going somewhere else. And Commissioner Rawson is trying to find out where it's going. And the county finance director hasn't been able to give him an answer. Just going in circles using fuzzy math.
Tuesday, 9 a.m., you can go and express your opinion over at the county meeting. It's on Motel Boulevard. 575-525-5800. Call up and choose your favorite county commissioner and leave a message. But do these guys think that they, well, I didn't actually, which one of them told you that you didn't, that it took him years to find out where the bathroom was? In other words, you're nobody, you don't know anything, and get in line.
Well, a couple of weeks, Commissioner Wayne Hancock came over by my invitation to sit in and you know, before several groups here, you know, they just want to meet the sheriff and find out more about me, you know. So he was there by my invitation. At the end of this meeting, he came up to me, walked to me, and said, Sheriff, you know, it took me 2.5 years to find the bathrooms around here. And I looked at him, and I said, what do you mean? He said, well, yes, just like I said, Sheriff, it took me 2.5 years to find the bathrooms around here. Well, I responded back, well, guess what? It didn't take me no 2.5 years. When you got to go, you got to go.
He had some Depends with him. But, no, what I mean, what kind of a comment is that to make to the new sheriff?
I guess what he's trying to do is a, you know, you either got to back off or, you know, or something. You know, I guess he thinks I'm coming on too strong or something. You know, that's, I take that as an insult, you know.
Did you ever think that these guys were counterculture maybe? They didn't like authority, they didn't like cops?
You know, I'm not sure.
How do you draw any other conclusion?
Yeah, with insults like that.
And they're going to give you $4 million and then pretend to give you $4 million. Isn't that possibly going out of their way to show you disrespect and rub it in your face and show you don't have any power?
Yes, definitely.
That's outrageous. That's not the kind of leadership that's going to make this a safer county.
Correct.
What can we do?
Well, we need residents out there and here in the city and the county show up this coming Tuesday at the meeting and let's show numbers. Let's show support for the sheriff. Let's have our voices heard.
Let's hear a voice. Yeah, we got a phone call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, thank you so much for the call. Hope you're doing well. And what's on your mind? Hold on one second.
I'm doing well.
Oh, Dan, hold on. I got another.